Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter. Back with your DFS Flash podcast. Every week you can find me here at Aaron Torres Media with your weekly guide to help you build out your winning DFS lineup over on DraftKings. The DFS Flash is a quick podcast, about 15 to 20 minutes long, laying out some of my favorite options to target at each position for the Sunday DFS main slate. I'll go position by position, giving you my favorite pay up, pay down, and dart throw option at each position to help you build out your winning DFS lineup. I always practice what I preach here on the DFS Flash, and I wouldn't tell you to do anything that I don't believe in myself. So every week, I put in my own lineup on DraftKings using players I talk about right here on this show. What we look for is at least a minimum 2.5 times return on investment from our DFS players. This is a special week for me. My wife gave birth to my first child this week, and this week will be the first time Jaden will hear his daddy on the DFS Flash. I'm having an awesome week, guys, and so far, we've had a lot of awesome weeks here on the DFS Flash. So let's keep it going and let's roll into week 6. Let's build out that lineup and let's make some money. At quarterback this week, my pay-up option is Matthew Stafford at $6,700. Patrick Mahomes is actually my favorite pay-up option on the slate, but he carries an $8,300 price tag and Tyreek Hill's a little banged up. If you're playing enough low salary guys and you could fit Mahomes, go for it. But I'll recommend Stafford here at a salary that's $1,600 less. Stafford's coming off a game where he threw for 365 yards against Seattle and has the extra day to rest since the game was last week's Thursday night game. So he gets an extra couple of days to rest there. We've been seeing the connection Stafford has with Cooper Kupp all season, and we finally saw him locked in with Robert Woods last week as well. Stafford's thrown for over 300 yards 3 times already, and he's scored more than 20 fantasy points in all but one game this season. New York has a decent secondary, but they've allowed 10 passing touchdowns this season, and they've shown they could be beat. At only $6,700, if Stafford could get us 17 fantasy points, he'll exceed the 2.5 times return on investment we need, as Stafford's got over 17 points in every game so far. My mid-range option at quarterback is Joe Burrow at $6,300. Going down a little further in the quarterback list, we find Joe Burrow at $6,300. My only concern with Burrow is that Cincinnati has a balanced offensive attack so far this season, but things are lining up in Burrow's favor this week. He's finally got his full complement of pass-catching weapons at his disposal with Chase, Higgins, Boyd, and even CJ Uzama all healthy and available for Burrow. Cincinnati's running back Joe Mixon played last week, but he was limited with his ankle injury. And he's been limited in practice this week as well. Samaje Perine played a larger role in the run game last week, but he's going to miss this game on the reserve COVID list. With Perine out and Mixon still easing back in, Cincinnati should have a more pass-heavy approach this week. Even if you play the narrative that Detroit should be beatable and Cincinnati's going to run the ball, they need to get a lead first, and Burrow will be the one to get him there. At a $6,300 salary, we need less than 19 fantasy points for 3 times return from Burrow, and he scored over 20 in his last 2 games. Let's make it 3 in a row, Joe. My dart throw at quarterback this week, it's Carson Wentz at $5,400. Coming off an impressive performance in primetime against Baltimore last week, Wentz gets to follow it up with a nice matchup against Houston this week. Last week, Wentz threw 35 times and completed 25 passes for 402 yards in the air. Wentz is building a nice rapport with Michael Pittman, and the Indianapolis defense has been giving up a lot of points, which forces Wentz to keep throwing the ball. Houston has a bunch of Jags in the secondary, and the veteran Wentz should be able to exploit the holes in the defense and have a productive enough game at this salary to be playable for us. At only $5,400, we really only need about 16 fantasy points from him for 3x return on investment. Wentz has hit that number in 4 of his 5 games this season. It's a dart throw, but going this way is going to allow you to put some higher salary players in your lineup at other positions, which we're going to talk about now. At running back, my pay-up option is Austin Eckler at $7,900. At running back this week, there's an awful lot of questionable tags up at the top of the player list. With guys like McCaffrey, Cook, Jones, Chubb, all dealing with some sort of leg injuries, how ironic is it that it's Austin Eckler who comes into the week healthy and ready to rock? He certainly has been rocking lately, and he's put up over 30 fantasy points in back-to-back games. He scored 3 touchdowns on the ground in the past 2 weeks, and we know he's always a factor in the receiving game out of the backfield as well. This week, he gets to go against a Baltimore defense who just gave up a 169-yard game to Jonathan Taylor, including a 76-yard catch-and-run touchdown. Eckler should have success on the ground and through the air in this one and easily get us the 20-plus points we need for 2.5x return on investment, a number he's hit 4 weeks in a row now. My pay-down option? Well, it's Jonathan Taylor at $6,600. I just talked about how Jonathan Taylor went for 169 total yards last game, and he'll look to build on his best game of the season this week. He draws that Houston defense that we know is dreadful. Houston's given up 9 rushing touchdowns on the ground and gives up over 130 rushing yards per game. Taylor's getting an encouraging usage lately, and he's gone over 100 total yards and scored a touchdown in back-to-back games. With the favorable matchup and the nice usage we've been seeing, I like Taylor this week as a guy who could certainly get us 20 points. My dart throw at running back this week is Javonte Williams at 5,000. Javonte Williams has been a favorite here on the DFS Flash. And the last time I talked about him here, I was calling his first career touchdown on the week 3 show. He delivered for us then, and he could deliver for us again this week at this nice low salary. Williams is a guy who in a different situation would be looked at as an every week fantasy starter. Think about if he played for Pittsburgh or either of the Los Angeles teams, and he was the only running back in town. He'd be a lock and load every week. The reason he isn't is because he's sharing time pretty evenly with Melvin Gordon in Denver. Williams is looking like the more exciting back, and Gordon's now dealing with the hip issue to go along with the leg issue he had already. While the veteran's breaking down, the rookie has an opportunity to step up. Denver takes on Las Vegas this week, who's given up over 130 rushing yards per game and have been dealing with a lot of media distractions and internal drama this week, which we're all well aware of. If Javonte can lead the backfield and get into the end zone this week, he could get us to the 12.5 fantasy points we need for a 2.5x return on our investment at this salary. Before we get into wide receivers, I need to remind you that the DFS Flash has partnered with DraftKings, and they've got an incredible deal for you all October long. New users bet $1 on any MLB playoff game, NHL, or NFL game, and win $100 in free bets if their MLB team records a hit in baseball, their NHL team scores a goal in hockey, or if their football team scores a point in football. That's right. Bet $1, and if your team gets one hit, point, or goal, you win $100 in free bets. To take advantage of this offer, click the link that's in the podcast description. Make your first deposit, place a $1 wager on any NFL, MLB, or NHL game, and if either team scores a point in football, either team scores a goal in hockey, or either team records a hit in baseball, you'll receive $100 in free bets instantly. It's the best offer going, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537 in Illinois. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. or call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 21 and over, 18 and over in Wyoming, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. Minimum $5 deposit, minimum $1 wager. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. All right, let's get over to wide receiver. My pay-up option at wide receiver this week is Cooper Kupp at $7,900. I love the idea of pairing Matthew Stafford with his favorite wide receiver, Cooper Kupp, this week. Last week, we saw the reemergence of Robert Woods, and that could be enough to get less rostership for Kupp this week in DFS contests. These past 2 weeks have cooled down the Kupp hype we saw early in the season, but Kupp still had double-digit targets in every single week. He's gone for over 90 receiving yards in 4 or 5 games this season, and he averages 25 fantasy points per game. He hasn't scored a touchdown in the past 2 games, so I expect Stafford will look to get his buddy back in the end zone this week. New York's secondary has a weakness in their slot, and Kupp runs a lot out of the slot. Stafford to Kupp for 6 should be back in action this week, and I'll be looking to get that pairing in my lineup. My paydown option at wide receiver is Michael Pittman at $5,500. I will note that there are guys like Jamar Chase and Terry McLaurin that I absolutely love this week, but they don't technically qualify as pay down options, even though they're at a lower salary than Kupp and some of the other high priced receivers. This may be a week that I look to jam a bunch of higher priced receivers with good matchups into my lineup and pay down elsewhere. But if you want to pay down for one receiver, I like Michael Pittman. As I mentioned earlier, Pittman and Carson Wentz are establishing a nice rapport with each other, and Pittman's emerged as the go-to weapon in the Indianapolis passing attack. Pittman's caught 6 or more passes in 4 straight games and had double-digit targets in 2 of those games. He's also gone over 85 yards in 2 of those games, including last week when he scored his first touchdown of the season. Getting a favorable matchup against Houston this week, Pittman should be able to build on that success, and I believe he'll once again find the end zone, helping him pay off for us at this pay-down salary. My dart throw is Devin Duvernay at $3,400. I could go back to the well with last week's dart throw, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who paid off his salary for us last week and could do it again this week at only $4,200. But instead of going the same way as last week, I'll dive even deeper and go with Duvernay at $800 less. Duvernay is coming into this week in a favorable position with fellow Baltimore wide receiver Sammy Watkins looking like he's going to miss this game. Watkins left last week's game with a hamstring injury, and the result of that was Duvernay playing 88% of Baltimore's offensive snaps and running a route on 92.3% of the plays he was in for. Lamar Jackson was locked in on Mark Andrews and Marquise Brown most of the game. But without Watkins this week, somebody else is going to have to step up. An increased usage and a need for someone else for Lamar to throw to could get Duvernay involved in this game and off the Kevin Tompkins all-exercise team. At $3,400, a 2.5 times return on investment would only need 8.5 points, and that's exactly what Duvernay got last week. Look, it's not sexy, but it could be the dart throw we need to pay up for other players. At tight end this week, my pay-up option is Travis Kelce at $7,000. I know, yawn. Kelce's the obvious choice here, especially after Clyde Edwards-Helaire was placed on IR, and Tyreek Hill's dealing with a quad injury that's kept him out of practice this week. Kansas City's looking to get back on track, and they get Washington this week, whose defense has been underwhelming, to say the least. Even at the $7,000 salary, we'd only need 17.5 points for a 2.5 times return for Kelce, and he averages over 19 points a game. If Hill misses this game, Pat Mahomes is going to be looking Kelce's way a lot in this one, and he can have double-digit receptions. I do also like Mark Andrews at $5,200 this week, but with the situation Kelce has this week, it was hard not to go with him here as my pay-up option. My pay-down option, it's Tyler Higbee at $4,400. I don't like Tyler Higbee. Let's be clear. His target percentage is tough to trust, and he seems to be very touchdown dependent. But that's what you're going to find in this tight end wasteland that we live in here. The reason why Higbee's playable, besides the fact that he does seem to be a red zone target for Matthew Stafford, is the amount of routes that he's actually running. Last week, he ran a route on over 83% of his offensive snaps. He has 6 red zone targets in the first 5 games, so he could find pay dirt on any given week. I probably won't have him in my lineup, but at this salary, Higbee's playable. But my dart throw option at tight end is Ricky Seals-Jones at only $3,000. Now, this may be the direction I go at tight end this week, since I said there's a lot of wide receivers at higher salaries that I want to get into my lineup. Filling in for the injured Logan Thomas, Ricky played all but one offensive snap last week, and he got 8 targets, which he turned into 5 catches for 41 yards and 9.1 fantasy points. At a $3,000 salary, that would be 3 times return on investment with just catches and yards alone. Imagine if the big man catches a touchdown this week. He could be the low salary dart throw you need to boost your lineup into a nice payday. On defense this week, I'm not going to pay up this week, since only Los Angeles has a salary over $4,000 against New York. Even some of the options at $3,500 and up don't really excite me, so I'll be looking to pay down at defense this week and try to find some value. My pay down option will be Carolina at $2,900. I'll probably go down to Carolina this week, maybe the Los Angeles Chargers, but I'll probably go down to Carolina this week at $2,900 in a matchup against Minnesota. Minnesota's offense has struggled to put points up the past couple of weeks, and both star wide receivers are dealing with some injuries. Carolina's defense came out of the gate hot this season with some favorable matchups, but even after coming back to earth in week 4, they rebounded last week nicely with a good performance against Philly. Carolina has 16 sacks on the season and 5 turnovers, so if they can get to the quarterback this week, they could be serviceable enough for us to plug in at this discounted salary, which is going to allow us to get some of those Ecklers and Cups and some of those other higher priced guys into the lineup. That's going to wrap it up for week 6, friends. I'm sure there's a poopy diaper for me to go up and change by now, so I got to go. So thanks for tuning into the DFS Flash podcast here at Aaron Torres Media. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button over on Apple or Spotify. Leave your comments. And also keep your eyes on AaronTorresOnline.com. That's where you could find all the podcasts and articles that myself and all my great teammates are putting out on a regular basis over there. You could follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB and hit me up with any DFS or season-long lineup questions that you might have. I'll catch you all right back here for next week's episode. Before that, I'll see you in the winner's circle.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.